from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union.
It will now proceed to royal assent in the coming days, so we remain on track with the timetable I set out 6 months ago. And I will return to this House before the end of this month to notify when I have formally triggered Article 50 and begun the process through which the United Kingdom will leave the European Union.
The exit process is expected to take about 2 years as British and EU officials negotiate exactly how to unwind the governmental and economic partnerships that come with EU membership. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for Scotland. At a news conference in Edinburgh, Nicola Sturgeon said it's the right thing to give Scots an opportunity to express their opinion. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit next month at his palatial Florida mansion along the Atlantic Ocean, the first meeting between the two world leaders. Neither Washington nor Beijing has confirmed the summit at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, but U.S. news outlets report the meeting between the heads of the world's two largest economies is planned for April 6th and 7th. The report said that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to complete plans for the Trump-Xi meeting when he visits Beijing later this week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Tuesday both countries were in close communication about exchanges between their leaders. As Syria enters its seventh year of war, a UN investigative team is accusing all warring parties of committing war crimes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report documents human rights abuses and war crimes committed across Syria over the last 7 months. Human rights advocates say the siege and carpet bombing of eastern Aleppo by Syrian government forces and their Russian ally are among the most horrific and sustained attacks against Syria's civilian population. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry, Paolo Pinheiro, says not even orphanages have escaped the wrath of violence unleashed upon eastern Aleppo.
Hundreds of civilians, so many that dozens still remain unaccounted for, lost their lives in the bombardments. Others perished due to the lack of even the most basic health care services.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of the oil port of Ras Lanuf. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault to recapture Ras Lanuf from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. The BDB has held Ras Lanuf and another oil port, Sidr, since taking them from the LNA earlier this month. Residents of the northeastern United States woke up Tuesday to a late winter storm that brought blizzard conditions affecting 50 million people. The storm brought snow accumulations of up to 60 centimeters with winds in excess of 100 kilometers per hour. Thousands of flights were canceled, many schools closed, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's planned meeting with President Donald Trump in Washington was pushed back to Friday. In Washington, the storm is bringing up to 5 centimeters of sleet and slush. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.